The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I'm glad you came out and you're enjoying the great outdoors with me, following me, as they say on the beginning of the show. But, you know, I hope you got everything ready for the Super Bowl. You know, you got your chicken wings and your pizza and your beef sandwiches or whatever you're going to do. You got to have all that important stuff to enjoy the Super Bowl. Besides, we're all watching the commercials anyway. But we got a pretty good show for you lined up, I think we do. First of all, today we're going to be speaking with Clyde Sena. He's the producer of the new Tinley Park Outdoor Show that is taking place next Friday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the Tinley Park Convention Center on 184th and Harlem Avenue. We will then, after talking to him about his show, we'll be talking with a really great angler, Jim O'Neill. He's a fantastic angler for rivers, streams, lakes, etc., ice fishing. And he's also a member of Chauncey's Great Outdoors Pro Staff. That's right. And we're going to be talking with him about ice safety. Yep. I know some people have different opinions about ice safety, like they have different opinions about everything else. But we're going to talk about ice safety this time of the year because it's going fast in northern Illinois. And some places it's gone. And then we'll also be talking a little about southern Wisconsin ice safety up that way, too. So just things you need to worry about. Then in our last segment, we're going to hear from the Aiden Fishing Report and find out what interesting little things he's been up to. But, you know, I've got to talk about a couple of things that I want to make sure I bring to everyone's attention into the great outdoors. Some of the things that we've got the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has got a great thing going on right now where they're looking for, ready for this, new conservation officers. That's right. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is looking to increase their number of officers by 25 students in this class. Conservation police officers enforce state laws. They're intended to protect Illinois' natural resources and the natural area. They are vested with full statewide police authority and a little bit more, if you ask me. They're trained to the highest level. And how many of you have said, and I'm talking to the guys that are like 20 years old, 21 years old, you know, 25 years old, going to school, have their degree, et cetera. And, you know, this is the way to enjoy the great outdoors. And it's really kind of cool. You'd be a conservation officer. I think it's a great thing. I wish I was just a few years younger. I'd apply. But once again, they have a current staff of about 148 people on the conservation police officers, and they're looking to expand it by 25, and that's a pretty good number. You have to get your applications in by March 3rd. Very important. You can find all the instructions on the Illinois Department of Natural Resource website. Just click on State Police, not State Police, Conservation Officers, Applications, and you'll get a lot more information. You have to be 21 years of age or at least 20 years of age and have successfully completed an associate's degree or 60 credit hours of an accredited college or university, or 3 or more years of active duty in military service, honorable discharge, of course, prior to applying, or military service in active reserve or National Guard, currently serving or honorably discharged with one or more of the following medals: the Afghanistan Campaign Medal, the Iraq Campaign Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal, the Southwest Asia Service Medal, the Kosovo Campaign Medal, the Korean Defense Service Medal. These are all important things that kind of raise you up in the application process. So don't forget about putting it on. But you really need to submit that application. There's a physical fitness and swimming proficiency test that you have to take, in-person interviews, medical examination, psychological examination. Well, that means I'm going to lose. I couldn't get past that one. But no, a psychological examination, background investigation, and more. This is a really cool thing. If you want more information, give Tom Davis a call at 847-404-3596. Tom Davis, tell him Chauncey sent you, okay? 847-404-3596. I mean, come on, folks. We all wanted to be a game warden when we were kids. I know. But wouldn't that be so cool to do? I would love to do that again. Okay, a couple other things I want to make, because at the end of the show, we're going to try to do a little bit more fishing reports. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is confirming, yep, another wild deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease in the Langlade County in the town of Wolf River. This positive test is within 10 miles of the Menominee Reservation and Menominee County on Kanto County borders. This was harvested by a hunter, a one-year-old buck, and is the first confirmed wild deer CWD positive detected in the county. As required by state law, the DNR in Wisconsin enacts a 3-year ban on baiting and feeding in those counties where CWD has been detected, and a 2-year ban on adjoining counties. So please, 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 you have to be careful of this. And, let's play by the rules, because it's only going to be better for the environment and better for our herd, you know, the health of the herd. It's very, very important. In Indiana, the IDNR there is stocking roughly about 4,500 brown trout into the northern Indiana streams. They already did this in January. Most fish are ranged between 8 and 14 inches at the time. That's nice size. They'll be growing. It'll be good. The 6 streams that were stocked, though, were the Pigeon River, Solomon Creek, Little Elkhart River, the Roe Eden Ditch, Cobus Creek, and the Little Kankakee River, and that's in LaPorte County. The season for harvesting trout closed December 31st of last year, and it'll reopen April 29th. So you can still enjoy some fishing in some newly stocked streams to get out there once the season reopens. I'm excited about that, a little bit of brown trout fishing. Okay, and the last interesting little tidbit of outdoor news. I'm calling it the shortest sturgeon season in the world. This was the 2023 Black Lake sturgeon season in Michigan. It's in Sheboygan and Presque Isle counties. After only 65 minutes of fishing, the season was closed. There were 630 registered anglers this year, including a bunch of supervised kids, and they were having a good time. But according to DNR, the sturgeons ranged anywhere between 32 inches and 55 and a half inches, and 6.5 pounds to 35 and a half pounds. In that short amount of time, they hit their maximum quota, so they had to stop the season. Wow, that's enough and a half if you can't believe that one. I tell you what, okay, we got that. You know what? We're going to listen to Clyde Serna, but you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Ren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Let's fish it. Ice fish, baby. Ice fish, baby. Hey, guys, stop. Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend, Mike. We're hitting Lake Boykin for the trophy fight.
Will I catch a perch?
Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait. I bought the meat.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying the show with me. And on the phone with me right now, we have a gentleman who working really hard at bringing back what we used to call the Tinley Park Outdoor Show, and he calls it the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo. Which is taking place next weekend at the beautiful, you know, convention center at the Holiday Inn there, at that whole complex. It's about 184th and Cicero area, at Cicero, Harlem, 184th and Harlem. And it's going to be a great event. But, Clyde, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad to be here. A couple things. That location is 187th and Harlem. And the hotel chain has changed from the Holiday.
Oh, has it? Okay. Well, it's that big complex on the east side of Harlem.
Right, right. It is. Big complex, no doubt about it. It really stands out at that corner. You can't miss it. And it's a terrific intersection of I-80 and Harlem Avenue, really immediately northeast corner. You can't miss it. Nice to get to.
Cool. Hey, first of all, you've got a wide variety of vendors coming, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. We have resorts. We have guides. We guide services from all over, north and south and west and east, actually into Indiana, who will be doing, many of those people will be doing seminars throughout the weekend. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little more extended than the prior high school show, and we're hoping that adds some interest to people to get there.
Oh, exactly. And one of the things you also, at the show, you're going to have, I call it, they're great companies. They're not the huge tackle companies, but they're the local mom and pop, like I call, tackle companies that have been making, lures in the Midwest here for many years. And these are proven successful lure-catching baits that, they sell.
True.
And, a lot
true.
Of times, that bait that you bought from that big company doesn't always work on your lakes, but you get a local bait, son of a gun, they're all catching fish.
yeah, that's true. I've got one exhibitor there that he makes homemade jigs, and it's amazing, Chauncey, how many different styles of jigs he makes. He's kind of a mom and pop guy, but he does a tremendous job, and he sells a lot of jigs to the local people in the area. Besides getting the shows and events.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
That's one example. And then we got a rod company, a fishing rod company. That's a small company that is down from the southeast of Illinois, coming up to the show.
Yeah.
And displaying all of their different rods that they manufacture as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a composite of a lot of different people and size companies, and mm-hmm. it adds interest to, I think, the overall value of the show.
Yeah. I know Jason Johns, Boneyard Guide Service, is coming out. So they're coming up from Southern Illinois. One of my favorite places, Wren Lake. I call it a little bit of heaven at exit 77,
Right. That's true. That's very good. Very true.
So he's coming up, I know, and he even sent me some emails and texts. He goes, "You coming? We got to sit and talk. We got to pick a date. We got to do." And he's just a good guy. And then the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, I know, is coming, correct?
Correct. They'll be up and giving information out about the various locations, both in Will County and Cook County. We've got both represented at the show. They will be sharing time in a seminar for the people that will attend at various different times.
Oh, cool. Cool. That's, first time I've seen the Will County people down there. That'll be very good, because there's a lot of people that'll come from Will County.
There's a great reservoir out here in Moline, Illinois, which is south of the expressway, and it's amazing how many people utilize that facility. Just for not only fishing, but just kind of relaxing, walking around, taking the animals, pets out for the afternoon. A great place. But they manage that, and they wanted to be part of the show.
It's really an all-around piece that people can come, enjoy, be part of, see what's going on. I know that if you when you purchase a ticket, your name gets put in for a raffle with Midwest Outdoors. You could win $500 worth of stuff.
Yeah, a shopping spree.
Yeah.
That's a terrific thing. Or you have a 6-hour, 5-man, half-day charter on Lake Michigan. Either one of those, you get a choice.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Great choice, yes.
That's
absolutely
cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just by buying a ticket.
That's just with the ticket. And the tickets are reasonably priced for this size event, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even discounted tickets for going 3-day tickets. And And also for seniors and vets, they get a discount as well. So,
oh, that's cool.
We're hoping to attract and get a lot of people out for this.
Yeah. You know, admission is $10 for adults, which is...
Correct.
It's $5 less than any other show that I've been in this year so far, just so you know.
Uh-huh. And okay, I appreciate that.
$7 for seniors and veterans, and kids
right.
12 and under are free.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. And I'm warning you, all the kids that come out at my booth, we play a lot of, you know, games with the kids. We ask them, what's the state this? What's the state flower, fish, mammal, bird? Insect, and depending on, you know, if they live in Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois, we've got all that information. But if you answer right, you wind up winning a little prize from us.
Well, that's good.
So
that's super.
Yeah.
That's super. We appreciate that, certainly.
Yeah, we have that going
on. And I'm sure they will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And some of the kids, they always want to win more than once. But, you know, I keep telling them, I says, every question gets a little tougher.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, the other thing, John, we're having is the U.S. Coast Guard, who's going to have boating safety and how to manage boating and make sure that all the people that are on your fishing boat and fishing equipment are safe and doing the right things when they're out there on the water, which is very important for life safety. So we're certainly glad to have them as well.
Oh, yeah. And I have to tell everybody, you know, the Coast Guard is there to help you, there to help teach you, there to help to explain safety things. And you know what? If you haven't taken a boating safety course, take one, because it's very, very important.
True.
Because you will learn something.
True.
And,
right.
you know, the Coast Guard people shouldn't have to go out there when you're out there and it's bad weather. That's all I could say.
Right. That is absolutely true. You should know what you're doing and what the weather should be. Ahead of getting out on the water.
And you also have a good friend of Chauncey's Great Outdoors Show. Coming, you have Waterworks Marine.
That's absolutely right. And they're going to display some 6 boats or more in that show. And they have Lund boats. They feature all Lund boats and different styles and makes of those boats. I think that's a real winner at that show because it just starts the season as early as the show is to kind of get ready and get going. And as a matter of fact, Chauncey, we've got Bettenhausen Motors that is going to be part of that same area displaying some vehicles, three trucks, as a matter of fact. So you buy a boat, you buy a truck at the same time, and we're hoping that happens. But, I mean, that's the kind of interest that we've raised, and we certainly appreciate those people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's really cool. As a matter of fact, and you know, Waterworks is literally, you know, down the street on 186
in
Cicero. They're the winner of the Customer Service Award for across the country. They're one of the only, like, 5 dealers that are voted on by, you know, customers as one of the best places for maintenance, help, choice, everything. So, you know, Wayne Libera and his whole staff, I have to give them huge amounts of credit, how great it is for them to do that. That is really a nice thing. We've got that. We've got that. I think I'm missing something else. Clyde, what am I missing?
No, I think we've got some great speakers that are going to be there at the seminars. And for instance, some of the Indiana Muskie person here that's going to be there, Keith Cotopassi is going to be there. Chris Torresano from T-Bone Guide Service is going to do one. And Pat Harrison on the Chicago River and Lakefront. We got Bill Cook from up in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, doing Lake Erie walleye in northern Wisconsin fishing.
Yeah.
Just a great turnout of people that'll give you a lot of good information. Pat Harrison.
Yes.
As I mentioned, the river, Chicago River and Lakefront. That is dynamite fishing there. Yeah. I mean, the perch season this year has been extended from the beginning of November, early October into November has just been delightful, both on Navy Pier and out further south at 87th Street. So these guys know what's happening and where it's happening, and I'm going to tell you, that's valuable information to know before you start out the fishing season.
Oh, gosh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And once again, you mentioned the Forest Preserves are doing a seminar. Young Jim O'Neill from Midwest Outdoors, this kid is a hot Lake Michigan fisherman and
sure,
river
fisherman. He sure is.
Robert Bobich is going to be talking about guide service and bass fishing. Cup Joe, the crappie professor.
He is the crappie professor, and he does a marvelous job of presentation. I gotta say, that man has studied crappie pan fishing like no one else that I know. He is terrific. I gotta tell you, you gotta catch that seminar.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we've had seven of your seminar speakers have been on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. As a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. So we're as fortunate as you are.
That's right.
That's great.
I'm looking forward to that. And once again, this is all happening next Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday at the Tinley Park Convention.
Yeah, it's the 17th through the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a week from this Friday and a week from this Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll be all set and doors open promptly at whatever day the hours are. Friday is going to be at 1 o'clock. We're going to open at 1 o'clock on Friday through 8. Saturday we'll open at 9 through 8 in the evening. And we open Sunday from 9 to 4. And there's a good side note here, Chauncey. We've got a great refreshment food service that's available inside that facility, and they really do a wonderful job. That convention center staff is terrific, so you can go there, spend the afternoon, bring the family. I mean, bring everybody that you can, and they'll enjoy it. And then when you get tired, you sit down and have a little pop and a little refreshment and a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
You got it all made, and you'll learn a lot.
Clyde, it sounds like we're going to have a heck of a good time next weekend at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo. You can get more information online at tinleyfishexpo.com. Let me repeat that. Tinley, T-I-N-L-E-Y, fishexpo.com. You can get all the information, et cetera. So you can't pass that up, and let's have a great time, okay?
Right.
Clyde, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, Chauncey, for having me on, and I really appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you there.
And we'll be there all 3 days, booth 509. Come on out. Let's have some fun, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey. At Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the entire Midwest. With training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. And tell them Chauncey sent you. When you hold a Daiwa reel in your hand, you know it feels right the first time. With Daiwa's new mag-sealed reels, you feel the highest quality reel on the market with a smoothness from friction that no other reel on the market can compare to. Stop by Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Illinois, and hold a Daiwa reel. It will be your favorite reel from that day forward. The Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo is back, and better than ever at the new location, the Tinley Park Convention Center at 183rd and Harlem Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois, from February 17th through the 19th. You'll find resorts, guides, charters, tackle stores, manufacturers, fishing clubs, Lund boats from Waterworks Marine, and more. Learn fishing secrets from top local anglers in the seminar area, and every ticket holder has a chance to win a $500 shopping spree courtesy of Midwest Outdoors. Go to tinleyfishexpo.com for times, ticket sales, and more information.
Hey, man, you seen a bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a ranger's hat.
A bear with a ranger's hat? Aw, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information across America, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
I got a little story about
it. Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish. I told you there, guy. Can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing? Can't catch fish.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone, we have a young gentleman who's been on the program before. He is a fisherman. He is a stream fisherman. He is a Lake Michigan fisherman. He is a pond fisherman. He's a fish in the big waters up in Wisconsin and Minnesota and even down into Florida. This guy is an all-around outdoorsman, and he's a member of Chauncey's Great Outdoors Pro Staff. But on top of all those things, he's my buddy, Jim O'Neill. How are you?
What's going on, Chauncey? What a cheerful and just great, you know, intro. I can't ask for a better one, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that I really put that mortar pretty thick on the top of the brick. But hey, the reason I wanted to talk to you, Jim, because I know you are an ice fisherman extraordinaire also. And while some areas north of us have, you know, good to decent ice yet, and that's starting to get questionable, there's good ice on the chain of lakes. Some guy showed a picture of me of, we got 9 inches. And I got a picture later on from two other guys that showed 3 inches. The same body of water, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We just have to be careful, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, ice fishing, like you said, it is something that's near dear to my heart. It may be one of the later things in life that I picked up, later in 30 years, I say.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that it grabs a little more attention. It grabs a little more brain power required, because although we are still having a blast, although ice fishing, sometimes, you know, on a movie or in conversation, you hear about talking about guys having going out there and grilling and having some drinks. It's not as lighthearted sometimes, because at the end of the day, we are walking on water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And last time I checked, not too many people get to do that, right?
No.
So we get to have fun. We get to have that outdoor fishing experience, but with safety in mind. And safety always has to come first when it comes to ice fishing, especially early and late ice.
Yes. And early ice, it's just, you know, basically thin ice. You can see it. Late ice, that's the one that gets a little tricky, because you could, like I said, you have 3 inches here, you had 9 inches there. I don't think you should just look at, hey, there's some guys out there fishing, let's walk out there. Well, maybe they walk from a different angle, you know?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, of course, we're not going to sit here and talk about all the negative things about it, but every year, unfortunately, on the news, we do hear tragic stories, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of that is because uneducated individuals, mostly, a lot of times children, right, who just don't even have the ability to know, they go running out there because they see people out there. They saw people out there the day before. A lot of things can happen in a day. Some bodies of water have freshwater springs or bubblers underneath the ice that is going to impede on that ice forming or speed up the ice melt.
Yeah.
The retention ponds, a lot of the water in the Chicagoland area that you see, these have warm street runoff and house runoff coming onto the pond that, although the center of the lake might have 5 or 6 inches, the shoreline, which could be steep and deep sometimes, the shoreline could be compromised and could break through if you step on it.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. And, you know, but if we're going to do it, say, and like I said, it's fun to do. It's enjoyable to do. You just have to do it, say. You know, somebody said, well, what's the most important thing that, you know, safety-wise, I went, well, common sense is the first thing, but the, and we won't even get into that discussion, okay? But,
sure, to each their own sometimes.
Yeah, I really believe one of the best things, you know, the not number one, there's several number ones, but, you know, some form of cleat or spring, well, I don't know what they call that, that's where you wrap it around your boots. It's basically like a springs on the bottom of your feet.
Yeah, those stretchable pullovers that you have for the bottom of your feet. Yeah, any type of creeper, they'll call it a creeper shoe, anything like that. It pretty much just changes the integrity of the bottom of your shoe. So instead of rubber on ice, which can become very slippery, even a gripped shoe that's really good on a concrete or on a slippery tile or wood floor, it's going to be different once you get that moisture on that ice.
Yeah.
So to truly have something metal or a composite that digs in and grabs that ice a little bit, that's going to make it so much safer for you, because falls are one of the leading injuries amongst youth and young individuals for pad injuries. And the ice is a major player there. So first, yes, if you can make it easier just to walk and get around, that's safety check number one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I, please don't laugh at me, everybody. As you become a more mature individual, notice how I didn't say senior or old fart. you know, my mother used to, I bought her a pair of those, and she used to wear them all winter long because she was so afraid of slipping and breaking something. You know, on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. It'll help you all over. It's not just for ice fishing. Individuals will use it to get around their house. You know, like you said, wisdom-filled individuals, let's go with.
Yeah, wisdom-filled.
Yeah, obviously, as you get older, it's a little harder to walk. A lot of individuals, I feel like, hang up the ice fishing career at some point in a life because it is so hard to move. But that's when, you know, sleds and stuff like that can be utilized. But around here, right, you're not using a snowmobile or a four-wheeler to get out, especially when you have a few inches. So when we're talking about going out there on foot, yes, get your body ready by the right footwear. And then let's talk about a few other things we can use to utilize some safety when going out, right?
Yeah, what do we got?
So I'm going to run down a little quick checklist of everything I have for early and late ice, especially. And this is for any beginners, though, throughout the whole ice fishing season. Unless you truly, truly are out there all the time and know what's going on with ice conditions, you should act like every time you go out on the ice, it's your first time. So the first thing I like to have is a spud bar or a pick bar, okay? And that's a long metal rod, and truly you can use this to drive it into the ice. What that's going to do is, A, it's going to tell you the hardness of the ice. This is a great way to know the quality of the ice. Although ice, let's say, is 5 to 7 inches thick, if it's soft, spongy ice, that can be compromised super fast, and that's the type of ice people fall through easily. So you want to check that it's hard, and you want to check that it's at least a few inches thick. So with these metal bars, if you slam it down on the ice 2-3 times and it doesn't go through, it's fairly safe to say that is safe ice to keep moving forward, and you can check each way going out. So that's one of my favorite things. I pair that with saying every so often, especially if you're going into deeper water or you're going out onto unfamiliar water, I would drill a hole every so often. Even if you don't plan on fishing there, at least then you can truly know exactly what the ice not only looks like, but how thick it is. And that's really the only way you're going to know.
Right.
After that, we are on the ice. Now, you should have things on you, right? And a lot of these are just in case things. So we already talked about the footwear, what you should be doing there. But things that you can have on your body that will make it 100% safer, especially in case of an emergency. And one thing is, if us fishermen, we spend a lot of money, right, Sean?
Yeah.
And sometimes people get put off by spending a few extra dollars. But when it comes to safety and your life, there's no place to cut corners. If you are an avid ice fisherman, especially, they make float suits, aka your bibs and your jacket for the winter, that will now fill up with air like a balloon and help you float.
Yeah.
And a lot of these suits are only $50 to $100 more than just a normal winter suit. So in my opinion, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So yeah, always rock one of those if you have a chance. And then picks, something around easily accessible. You know, you don't want these things buried in your pocket. And what picks are just two little handheld handles with a metal spear coming out of the front. And they can literally be used to grab the ice. If you think about following through, not that we ever want to think about that, but it is always great to be prepared. You have these two handles that you can utilize that wrap around your neck nicely. You grab them, they'll be resting right on your chest, and you can use them to crawl out of a hole. Anytime ice breaks, you don't want any other individuals getting too close because all that ice is compromised and other people can fall in and now you have a bigger issue. So whether it's yourself getting out with these picks, it can help you crawl out with just utilizing kicks of your feet in the water and then your upper body strength to crawl out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's kind of the things I think of as an individual right away.
Yeah.
Any type of whistle, I've also been told, is a great idea, right? If you fall through, we don't recommend ever fishing by yourself, especially ice fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the buddy rule when it comes to ice fishing is an amazing thing. But I know ice fishermen, I know some people are going to go by themselves. So something like a flashlight or a whistle, if that could be on your body, that's something great to have as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to buddies, there's a couple other things that we can bring, especially if you are on questionable ice. A throwable device is a great thing. And not only just a throwable by itself, but a throwable on rope. You could either throw the rope by itself to an individual so they can grab it and you can pull, or that floatable can be thrown to them. So even if you can't pull them out, at least they can float and they won't sink under the ice.
You're right. Until you get the professional help to come out and help you. You know, we're talking about firemen and stuff. And you know what? You know, if you use your common sense, you don't need to call my daughter to go out on questionable ice to save you, you know?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
A, you know, I know it's hard with panic if anything emergent like that happens, but 911 should be the first thing that is done.
Yeah.
Because you never know whether it's that individual needs to get warm right away once they get out. If it becomes a harder rescue than you anticipate, or if there's injuries sustained when the individual fell through. But yeah, it shouldn't have to get to that point, to be fair. And if you use a lot of these, if you use a lot of what we talked about and you have the right tools, and again, when it comes down to common sense, if you say, hey, we better bring all of these things because we remember hearing Chauncey and Jim talk about all the safety on bad ice. Hey, if you think the ice is bad, don't go on it.
Right. And, you know, when we talk about, you'll hear the term, you know, black ice. Black.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at ice is white. And if there's a darker gray patch, that's what they're referring to as black ice. And that darker gray means it's thinning from the bottom up, not the top down. And, you know, that's where you're going to go through. And, you know, you never run up to somebody who fell in a hole because you're going to be in the hole with them. You need to throw that rope to them. Stay away. Get help. You know, as long as that guy is up out of the water, good. Someone will come and help you to get him. And you should never, ever go up and just, hey, let me grab. Hold on, Bill. I'll pull you up. Don't do that.
Yep. That's how we make a small issue a big issue real quick.
That's exactly true. Well, you know, I mean, these are some great points, you know, from the things around your neck. And you can make them out of out of a, you know, a broomstick with a couple of nails and a rope tied to both ends so they're on your neck. Even an inflatable life jacket on the outside of your clothing, you may say that looks stupid. I don't care. It's okay to look, you know. It shows that you're smart, in my mind.
Yeah, silly looking individual looks better than someone that isn't ice fishing ever again. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, and you know, you, like I said, you do all of these things because you want to go fishing with your friends again. You want to see your kids. You want to see your grandchildren. You take all these safety precautions, not for you. You're taking them for your family and friends because they want to be, you're taking them for your dog. You want to pet your dog when you get home. This is why you have all the safety gear on you. Think of it that way. Don't think of it like, oh, I'm okay. No. Think about all the people that you're going to please when you walk in the door. And yeah, you got to take the garbage out again, but that's okay. You know, it's that, that's the important stuff.
No, absolutely. I've only met a few individuals in my life that love these little fish that swim more than me. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, even as obsessed as I am with them, there's no fish. No. There's no fish that's worth, you know, your life and your future. And hey, think about it this way, especially. I think most of us like open water fishing more than ice. I know there's a few ice crazies out there. God bless you guys. But that 8-inch bluegill through the ice, okay, if you jeopardize falling through for that, then that 5-pound bass in the spring that's coming during the spawn, it's never going to happen if you risk it for that. So really, guys, especially in the Chicagoland area, unless we have some crazy March weather, which I'm not saying we won't, I think it's pretty much safe to say that our ice around here is pretty much done for the year. Again, Northern Illinois, you guys might be a little different. Utilize all that you have to stay safe and use the information here today to help. But yeah, this is just something to keep on for years and years to come. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. It's just think before you act.
Right. Hey, next weekend you're going to be at the Tinley Park Fishing and Outdoor Show, aren't you?
We are. And we don't even have to talk about ice fishing or safety there.
Nope. Let's talk about open water fishing and all kinds of neat stuff. You're doing, I think, two seminars over the weekend?
Yeah, we might squeeze in a second one. We got one for sure that's already on the docket, 11:30 a.m. on Sunday before the show wraps up. Saving the best for last, I like to believe.
Cool.
But no, we really will have a great show. And it's one of those last shows and one of those last things to get the blood pumping and to remember that the Chicago winter is rough, but it's going to be over soon, and we will have open water. We will have trips to be taking. We will have guides to go out with. We got products to buy to go fish and catch fish on this year coming up.
Right, and this is going to be at the Tinley Park Convention Center, 184th and Harlem Avenue. Not the Tinley Park High School. It's not there anymore, folks. This is at the Convention Center. And come on out. Let's have some fun. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Hey, I appreciate it. Again, I hope all those words sank in with you guys. And next time, I promise you, we'll have a little more of an entertaining conversation.
All right. I'll see you next weekend. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. The Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo is back, and better than ever at the new location, the Tinley Park Convention Center at 183rd and Harlem Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois, from February 17th through the 19th. You'll find resorts, guides, charters, tackle stores, manufacturers, fishing clubs, Lund boats from Waterworks Marine, and more. Learn fishing secrets from top local anglers in the seminar area, and every ticket holder has a chance to win a $500 shopping spree courtesy of Midwest Outdoors. Go to TinleyFishExpo.com for times, ticket sales, and more information. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Lowe boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. The hottest new big fish lure on the market is the Bessie from Daiwa, and is available only at Anglers International Resources, 1272 East Dundee Road, Palatine, Illinois. The Bessie comes in six different color patterns, and it will entice a bite and is a lure that stories will be written about for years. So come to Anglers International Resources, 1272 East Dundee Road in Palatine, and pick up a Bessie from Daiwa and make your own fishing history. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information across America, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong.
He's hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I'm enjoying the show with you. Don't forget, next weekend is the Tinley Park Fishing Expo at the, it's the new fishing expo, I should say, in Tinley at the Convention Center on 184th and Harlem Avenue. We're going to have Alvin to be there. We're going to have Captain Tony's going to be there. Waterworks is going to be there. And come on out. Let's have some fun. Let's talk a little bit of fishing. Bring the kids. The kids will have a good time with us out there. They always do. So we're looking very much forward to that. Okay, we got to get to the Aiden Fishing Report because we know if I don't get to it, I get that mail from people. Okay, here it goes. This fishing report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. And once again, they're going to be at the Tinley Park Fishing Expo next weekend. Come on out and see them. And Aiden says, Papa, we went to the Grand River and it was muddy. So Dad and I took a ride around to look at some local lakes. And the color of the ice is changing and it's getting dark in some spots and it's opening up along the shorelines. That means the ice is getting thin. We did not see any anglers out on the Grand River, so I decided to go home and clean out my tackle boxes, wipe everything down, good kid, and make an inventory. That's not how you spell inventory, but of what I need. So I'm sending you a shopping. Oh, he's sending me a shopping list from your favorite fishing reporter. Oh, okay. He's putting the squeeze on here, folks. So you can stock your favorite grandson's tackle box. Hint, hint, hint. Ha, ha, ha. I love that kid. Weather is going to warm up next week into the 50s, so I think ice is going, gone. Love your grandson, Aiden. And the Aiden Fisher Report, once again, is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Stop by the Tinley Outdoor Show and at 184th and Harlem Avenue and tell Wayne at Waterworks, hey, love the sponsor of Aiden's Fishing Report. We're still getting a good number of perch out of 87th Street, and I do mean a lot of perch. It's funny. There's a huge ball of minnows, and the anglers who saw that were fishing around that and catching perch one after another. The anglers that were fishing 10 feet, 20 feet to the left or right didn't fish the minnow area. They weren't catching fish. Got to look around, see what your environment says, and that'll help you catch those perch. They're also picking up some lake trout down there, so I have that long-handled net. Those Lakers like minnows, too. And, I mean, this was I'm not exaggerating when I say, you know, thousands of minnows. Not just one or 2,000, but like 20, 30,000. It was a huge ball of minnows. Got a great photo of it. I think you guys will all like it down there. The ice conditions are getting really, really iffy to pour, and we're talking 50s plus up here next week. So I'm pretty sure things are going to get quite questionable in the great outdoors if you're looking to go ice fishing. You're going to have to run north to find that ice, and that's where most of the action is going to be. But you know what? You'll do okay. You'll find ice if you want to go ice fishing, but always be careful if you're going to do it because you never know what the conditions are underneath it. There is no ice in any of the Cook County Forest Preserve lakes. I would definitely go trying below the main dam at Bussy Lake because that's one of my favorite spots to try this time of the year. And the culvert at 131st Street on Tampere Lake. There's a culvert towards the west end of the lake. It goes underneath it, and that's where you get them. Whoa, I hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one this week comes from our friends in the Chippewa Nation. It reads, I do not think the measure of a civilization is how tall its concrete buildings are, but rather how well its people have learned to relate to their environment and to their fellow man. Wow, very true. I don't think the measure of a civilization is how tall its buildings of concrete are, but rather how well its people have learned to relate to their environment and their fellow man. That's from Sun Bear, Chippewa Nation. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week.